This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Investment Board Nepal approves investment of 73 billion rupees for construction of two hydropower projects. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba directs concerned agencies to make long-term plans for increasing electricity consumption. CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda rules out power sharing with judiciary in recent cabinet expansion. And US Taliban hold first talk since Afghanistan withdrawal. Now the news in detail. The Investment Board Nepal has approved investments worth approximately 73 billion rupees for the construction and development of two hydropower projects. The 40th meeting of the Investment Board of Nepal, presided over by its chairperson and Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba yesterday, approved the investment amount. As per the investment approval, the Dholaka Best 56 megawatt Jumkola hydropower project will attract investment of around 10.5 billion rupees, while Sankhwa Sabha Best 900 megawatt Arun Third hydropower project will receive investment of 62.26 billion rupees. Likewise, the meeting has decided to form a high-level study committee under the coordination of Investment Board Vice Chairperson for the committee to submit a report relating to the 900 megawatt Upper Karnali hydropower project. On the occasion, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba directed all concerned sectors to make a long-term plan relating to electricity consumption increment and to create environment conducive for investment. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba has assured to entrust appropriate responsibility to the qualified and capable party members who could not be inducted in the cabinet expansion. Unveiling a book, Bisheswar Prasad Koirala Shatabdi Sandharva, published by the U.S. chapter of School of Democracy yesterday, Prime Minister Deoba shared that he was also feeling sad for not being able to induct some capable party members in Friday's cabinet expansion. CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has ruled out any power sharing with judiciary in the recent expansion of cabinet. Talking to media persons in Chitwan yesterday, he said Gajendra Hamal was appointed as a minister from the ruling Nepali Congress quota. On a different note, he said that the incumbent government was at work to save the lives of people by providing them with COVID-19 vaccines. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has expressed his commitment to ensuring free public education. Inaugurating the 12th Annual General Assembly of the National Campaign for Education in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Sharma, however, said he would not allocate budget for the proposals presented without proper homework, plan and vision. Minister Sharma said investment could only be made in the projects with plans and programs that give visible results. Newly appointed Minister for Defence, Dr. Minendra Rizal, has said that national security is the matter of collective consensus. Talking to media persons at Biratnagar Airport yesterday, Minister Dr. Rizal shared that the national security policy would be formulated to best serve the nation's interest. Minister Rizal lauded the role of Nepal Army in responding to the natural disasters. Minister for Health and Population Birodh Khatiwara said the incumbent coalition government would continue until next elections, reasoning that it was formed to safeguard the constitution. In a program organized by the Kaski chapter of the party to exchange greetings on the occasion of upcoming festivals, Minister Khatiwara said there was no meaning to call the government that was formed through mandamus order of the Apex Code since its formation followed the constitution. Chairman of CPN Unified Socialist Madhav Kumar Nepal has urged the government to investigate the corruption cases. inaugurating the party office in Kabri Palanchuk yesterday, Chairman Nepal said those in movement could have no excuses but to work on behalf of people. He also stressed on booking any culprit in corruption cases. He said the previous government tried to blanket the corruption cases involving the contract with Yeti groups and the procurement of medical supplies during the pandemic. Visiting delegation of ruling Nepali Congress met Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh of India Yogi Adityanath yesterday. Nepali Congress General Secretary and Delegation Leader Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat said in the meeting held at the office of the Chief Minister, they discussed the matters of mutual benefit and multidimensional relations between Nepal and India. In response, Chief Minister Adityanath said, India has always put on priority the issues and matters concerning Nepal. Additional 760 new cases of COVID-19 have been detected in Nepal. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of infections was confirmed while testing 12,031 samples. Likewise, 899 corona patients recovered in Nepal yesterday. Similarly, with the confirmation of 11 deaths yesterday, the corona-related death toll has reached 11,221 in Nepal. You are listening to Read in Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Austria's Chancellor Sebastian Kurz has stepped down after pressure triggered by a corruption scandal. He has proposed Foreign Minister Alexander Schallenberg as his replacement. Kurz and 9 others were placed on the investigation after raids at a number of locations linked to his conservative OVP People's Party. He denies claims he used government money to ensure positive coverage in a tabloid newspaper. The allegations this week took his coalition government to the brink of collapse after its junior partner, the Greens, said Kurz was no longer fit to be chancellor. The Greens began talks with opposition parties who were threatening to bring a vote of no confidence against the Chancellor next week. US officials have made Afghanistan's ruling Taliban for their first face-to-face talk since Washington pulled its troops from the country in August. The talks in Qatar are focusing on issues including containing extremist groups, the evacuation of US citizens and humanitarian aid, officials say. The US insists the meeting does not amount to recognition of the Taliban. It comes a day after Afghanistan suffered its deadliest attack since US forces withdrew. The suicide bombing at a mosque in the northern city of Kunduz killed at least 50 people and wounded more than 100 others. The Syed Abad Mosque was used by the minority Shia Muslim community in the Sunni Muslim majority country. The Islamic State group said it was behind the attack. Speaking after the talks with the US opened in Qatar, Afghanistan's Taliban-appointed Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi said the two sides had agreed to uphold the terms of the Doha Agreement signed in 2020. The deal includes broad obligations on the Taliban to take steps to prevent groups such as Al-Qaeda from threatening the security of the US and its allies. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Kandaki Province. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 29.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 18 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Investment Board Nepal approves investment of 73 billion rupees for construction of 2 hydropower projects. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba directs concerned agencies to make long-term plans for increasing electricity consumption. CPN Maoist Center Chairman Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda rules out power sharing with judiciary in recent cabinet expansion and US Taliban hold first talk since Afghanistan withdrawal. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.